AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Authorities have broadened the hunt for three suspects wanted in the fatal shooting of a popular Illinois police officer after an intensive 14-hour grid search of homes and marshland in Fox Lake turned up nothing. They're now chasing down tips, checking out surveillance video, and interviewing residents near the crime scene. Local resident Debbie Lilla says everyone's on edge.
Seeing the helicopters around and not knowing and keeping our doors locked and, yeah, very scary.
A vigil was held last night for Lieutenant Joe Glenowitz. The village's mayor attended.
When I got word that an officer was down, the first thing I did was text him. Hey, Joe, call in right away. We need you. And then I found out it was him.
A San Francisco judge is deciding whether to schedule a murder trial for a Mexican national deported from the U.S. five times before shooting a young woman. Catherine Steinle's death has become the focus of the national immigration debate. A preliminary hearing on the matter resumes today. Visiting an Alaska town north of the Arctic Circle, President Obama, concerned about global warming, talked to residents of Kotzebue, where melting glaciers and rising seas are already a reality.
There aren't many other places in America that have to deal with those questions right now, but there will be. And what's happening here is America's wake-up call. It should be the world's wake-up call.
North Carolina is making amends for wrongly keeping two brothers in prison for decades.
Two brothers who were wrongfully imprisoned for 30 years in North Carolina have been awarded $750,000 each by a North Carolina state agency. The award is for their wrongful imprisonment under a state law. North Carolina is one of 30 states that has some form of compensation for people who are wrongfully convicted.
That's AP correspondent Jonathan Drew reporting. This is AP Radio News. The New York Archdiocese has unveiled the wooden chair built for Pope Francis to use when he celebrates Mass at Madison Square Garden on September 25th.
The chair is large but plain compared to some of the more elaborate papal chairs. It has a light brown finish with a darker mahogany trim and a white cushioned seat, back and arms. Cardinal Timothy Dolan says Pope Francis wanted it simple for a reason.
A chair is very important in Catholic imagination. A chair represents unity, and a chair represents teaching authority.
In keeping with that theme, the Archdiocese says it was built by immigrants in a garage in Westchester to show the Pope's compassion towards those who may be marginalized by society. Julie Walker, New York.
Maybe you've seen some of the dozens of billboards with Muslim themes sprouting nationwide. They proclaim what organizers say is the true message of Islam: peace and justice, not extremism and violent jihad. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.